Afternoon.
Cape Talk, Family Matters.
Now, in an unhealthy work environment, there's obviously decreased productivity, high absenteeism, poorer work ethic, and less safety in the workplace. So, next week from 2 to 6 July is Corporate Wellness Week and a campaign raising awareness on the need for employers to create a healthy work environment. And according to the World Health Organization, the average person spends a third of their adult life in the workplace, which is an average of 8 to 9 hours per day that you're spending in the workplace. And it's important for that workplace, to be a very healthy and a functional workplace when you are there. Graham Newton this afternoon, he is the regional manager for Angel Shack, joins me in studio for more on corporate wellness and solutions that have been designed and created for the office workspace that exists to reduce that noise and offer a bit of privacy in the workspace. So if you're working in an environment that you're unhappy with, I'm sure that Graham is here to offer some solutions to you. 0214460567 and on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. Graham, a very good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Zane. It's good to be here.
Before we begin, would you like to, first of all, tell us exactly what Angel Shack is and what you guys do?
Thanks, Zane. Angel Shack is a locally produced line of workplace furniture. So we have various workplace furniture solutions for the workplace. And amongst that, takes in task seating, furniture in terms of desking, and also just on the topic of today is acoustic product as well.
Mm. And where can people, first of all, go for more information on Angel Shack itself?
The first point is www.angelshack.co.za. That's going to be the first port of call. You're welcome to visit the website. There is a contact inquiry application there. Send us your details and one of our sales team and account executives will get in touch with you and respond to any queries you may have.
Tell us a little bit about the actual furniture, because I see these days the best thing that people love are these standing up computer desks. Is that part of your furniture?
That's correct. I think the modern workplace is evolving. It's changing on a daily basis. And what we're seeing is a tendency to move from a cellular office environment to a more open plan office environment. Along with that comes wellness in the workplace. Obviously, ergonomics plays a part in that. We see a movement towards height adjustable desking, collaborative spaces, breakout spaces. So really moving from a cellular office to an open plan office.
Mm. Talk us through the actual importance of having a healthy workspace, whether it's an open plan or sort of cellular office, and air conditioning, what role does that play, natural lighting coming into the building, all those factors. Talk to us about how that becomes important to my health working in a building.
Sure. I think the most common and most notable challenge within the office space is noise. It could come from air conditioning units. It could come from cell phone ringtones. But most notably, it's the it's your colleagues' voices. That is obviously affecting workplace. It affects concentration levels. It also affects productivity. There's research that has shown that the performance of complex tasks is about 50% less accurate when there's noise in the office.
Mm. So, when we talk about complex tasks, what are we actually talking about
specifically? Well, I mean, if you take an accounts department, for example, working on Excel spreadsheets, data capturing, etc., where there's the user needs to be concentrating, inputting data, etc. If there's a noisy environment, obviously that's going to impact
distraction,
etc. Yeah. Yeah.
What does an unhealthy work environment look like?
An unhealthy work environment is a very static environment. It's not allowing the user the flexibility to stand at their workplace. That has a task seat that doesn't accommodate their posture correctly. And also just the air quality within the office space, the lighting in the office space as well, all contribute to an unhealthy work environment.
And the one thing which is my pet sort of gripe about any particular office that I've ever worked in, whether I was at school where you sit behind a desk and the department gives you those hard chairs, and in the studio where you get a chair that's just not very comfortable. How important is a chair actually?
It's very important. It's one of the key features to an ergonomic workstation. So one needs to, and I think the most important aspect of a task chair is seat depth adjustability. And something that we notice in the industry is the lack thereof. Tall people generally need to be able to pull the seat depth or seat pan further out to accommodate their leg length. Shorter people need to push it further back. And I think that's one of the main sort of concerns that we have, is that user education, users understand that. So a task chair, a very important part of the workstation.
Chatting to Graham Newton this afternoon. He is the regional manager at Angel Shack, and we're talking about corporate wellness, and we're talking specifically about a work environment within an office, whether it is an open plan office. If you're fed up of working in your open plan office, do give us a call, 0214460567, or if you've got an uncomfortable chair, we'd love to hear from you. What kind of sort of corporates, what can corporates actually do to boost this corporate wellness in and around the office? Do they need to call in a specialist like you, or can they take a walk around the office and find the exact thing that's wrong in the office?
We have a workplace strategist that comes in, assesses the workstation, assesses the environment, and able to add some tips and sort of upskill department heads in how to deal with workplace ergonomics. So that is a facility that we have, and it's has proven to be very successful.
What is considered noise in the workspace? You know, we talk about an air conditioner which is humming, but there are other sort of ambient noises that go on in an office. And how would this impact on the productivity that people deliver in an office?
Well, I think typically we have a bandwidth for approximately 1.6 human conversations. So if you're hearing somebody's conversation, that's taking up one of your 1.6. So even if you don't want to listen to it, you can't stop it. You cannot shut yourself off unless you put headphones on. Obviously, that's not going to work in some office environments. So at any one point, you're only left with 0.6 of being able to listen to your inner voice. Mm. So that really is an issue.
And in many offices, you have developers, you know, website developers, and we have a huge part of that online section. And these guys need to focus. So putting them in an open office just doesn't work, does it?
No, it doesn't. I think that's where Angel Shack has a relatively new product in the line of our speakeasy booth. It's a concealed workspace. It allows the user to enter into a booth, which has a glass door, which has acoustic properties within the booth. So it allows the user to step away from that noisy environment, go into an enclosed space, and have that one-to-one conversation, private conversation. We also have a double booth called a focus booth, and that allows two people to enter into the cubicle and have that one-to-one meeting as well.
Mm. Temperature plays an important role, because air conditioners sometimes are not the best when you get a temperature control. And sometimes when a person walks into a building, you might find at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, if you start work at 5, that temperature is just not comfortable. So you have to wear jackets, and it just makes for a very bad vibe when you actually get into the building and the building is that cold.
Yeah, temperature is actually the first complaint worldwide in terms of office complaints, noise being the second. I mean, I stand to be corrected, but I think the ambient temperature is usually about 23 degrees Celsius. Mm. But it is something that's very challenging to control. You know, there will be cases in the early morning where people arrive to work feeling very bit chilled, but cold. Temperatures need to be set slightly higher. So that's something that also needs to be monitored throughout the day. But it is a challenge to accommodate all the users.
And outside of the office space, you know, managers as well as employees need to get a sort of a healthy living outside. I know that I think in France these days it is now illegal for your manager to call you unless it's absolutely necessary or vital, or to email you. What are your thoughts on that?
It's challenging. I think in today's working environment, it's often we extend past the working hours, and often leads into late nights as well. I think that's just the nature of some of the jobs out there. Mm. Ultimately, I think we need to achieve a balanced lifestyle. And if we can achieve that within the office space by providing the right furniture and the right solutions, I think we're halfway to solving that.
Mm. Chatting to Graham Newton this afternoon, regional manager at Angel Shack, and your ergonomic furniture, that definitely has designed specifically with the workplace in mind. Talk to us about how would you go about coming into a workspace and looking at and saying, but this is what needs to change. This furniture that I'm putting in here will do this and that for your workers, which will increase your productivity, which is what the bosses were at the end of the day want.
I think that's probably where it all starts, and that's really one of the most important parts of the design process. Understanding what the client's requirements are from the initial concept stage, understanding how they work, what their job functions are of individuals within the departments. I think with a better understanding of that, and particularly when it relates to noise, we can then identify where to position on the floor plate various departments within that company. So, you know, at that point, you can start addressing acoustic barriers within the workstation, acoustic screening, etc. But ultimately, I think that's probably the key here, is really getting in from the early stages of any project and really getting a good understanding for how your client operates.
How is it that people actually go wrong? Because, you know, people have a facilities manager, for instance, who comes in and he looks at the amount of people, he looks at what kind of desks are needed, and he looks at exactly what space he's got. Do you advise the facilities managers or people who are in charge of planning an office before they sort of set up to get into contact with you and chat to you before they just go and place desks all over the place?
It's getting in at an early stage and understanding the client's requirements. And what often happens is designers will design that space, but there'll be a sort of a bedding in period and a teething period where the users get to use and operate that space, and after a period of 3 months or so, they find, well, that didn't quite work how we expected it to. So there are often nuances and small issues that do arise over a time period, and you'll only ever find that out over a period of time. And I think at that point, you know, we're available to help facilities managers. Often then there's been a bit of churn within the company. There's been a bit of movement with staff. Perhaps numbers have gone up, perhaps numbers have come down. And at that point, there's an opportunity for us as Angel Shack to go in with our workplace strategist, reevaluate that space, and be able to put some recommendations forward to the companies.
I'm Zane Johnson with you with the time at 23 minutes past 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. A very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. If you feel that your office space is not ergonomically designed, if you feel that your office space actually needs a bit of a spruce up and a bit of a jack up, you can give us a call, 0214460567. And if you feel that that is a healthy or an unhealthy office environment that you are in, I'm sure that Graham will have the answers for you. We're chatting to Graham Newton today. He is the managing director, regional manager actually, at Angel Shack. What else is there that people can do? Because I look at office buildings and, you know, people are placed in offices where there's very little natural light. I mean, we are absolutely blessed with the fact that we have windows all around and we are able to see outside. Certain people live in an office where they just cannot even see the outside.
Yeah, I think with the current trends, biophilia seems to be playing an important role in office space. So the introduction of plants, that's quite a movement at the moment. Also looking at the types of material used in finishes and the furniture. So trying to introduce more natural finishes, excuse me, But I think also along with that comes the aspect back to the acoustics. Plants absorb a lot of sound.
Mm.
So just that simple introduction of more greenery in the office certainly plays a part in helping a more natural sort of environment.
How do you introduce plants? And I know that a number of buildings in and around Cape Town just shove the artificial plants that get dusted off once a week. How do we introduce natural plants back into buildings where we don't have them dying with the aircon and the fact that the building is closed overnight?
It's not my area of expertise, but I do know that there are companies out there that do provide living walls, systems that are wall-mounted or vertical gardens that have irrigation built into them. So there are those facilities and products out there that certainly can assist.
Mm. What else is there that an employer can do? For instance, you know, get a contract with a local gym around the corner, maybe? Just a couple of factors to make an employee just slightly more comfortable in his work environment.
Well, it's all about awareness. I think that's quite key. And yes, gym contracts are definitely an option. I think there are perhaps one or two corporates out there that have in-house gym facilities that allow their staff members to use that, and they promote that within the company. I know within our own company, we try promote a healthy lifestyle. We have visitors and guests come in and promote new health products. So that's something that we do on our side. But again, I think every corporate is slightly different. Obviously, the workspace and the size of the company and the size of the building obviously dictates what they can have available within their own workspace.
Chatting to Regional Manager Graham Newton at Angel Shack, and we're talking about a corporate wellness, and next week, 2 to 6, is Corporate Wellness Day. So, that'll be Corporate Wellness Week, actually, and that'll be an important function. We have actually just finished off our corporate wellness in the building, and everybody was around. There was some back massages taking place. I know that I went to speak to a lady in terms of an anti-snoring device and how that would improve my own health. Discovery was here taking blood pressure, taking your sugar levels and stuff like that. How important is it for a company to actually have those wellness days at least once a year?
I think for companies today, it's about attraction and retention.
Mm.
It's about attracting the right kind of staff and retaining the right staff as well to keep that experience within the company. I think if you can promote that healthy lifestyle and those sort of services and benefits within that company, I think that's going to be an attraction, obviously going to lure potential employees to want to work with you. So I think that's one point. And also, if you can maintain and encourage a healthy lifestyle, you'll obviously retain some of that staff members as well who see the benefits of it.
Mm. Chatting to Regional Manager Graham Newton at Angel Shack, where can the people get details on this?
Details are on our website, www.angelshack.co.za.
Graham, thanks very much for your time this afternoon, and hopefully heading forward, employers will have a look at their employees and have a look at the work environment and give you a contact. Thanks so much for spending the afternoon with us.
Thanks very much, Zane. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.